In her 4 years in the black and gold, Caitlin Clark became a record-shattering athlete, a million-dollar deal-making figure, and a household name. She started playing in an empty Carver Hawkeye arena during the pandemic and played her last game with the Hawkeyes at the sold-out NCAA championship game with more than 18 million people watching on TV. Welcome to Above the Fold, the Daily Iowan's weekly news podcast. Clark's college basketball career came to an end on Sunday when the Iowa women's basketball team fell to South Carolina in the championship game 75-87. Though she wasn't able to secure a championship ring, Clark will go down as the greatest college women's basketball player in history. When Coach Lisa Bluter was able to commit Clark to the Iowa program, the two had a vision of taking the Iowa women to the Final Four, something that hadn't happened since 1993, when Clark stepped on campus. Clark and her teammates were not only able to make it to the Final Four in the last 2 years, but they played in the championship game consecutively. In a post-game press conference following the South Carolina defeat, Clark says it hurts to lose the championship battle, but that the Hawkeyes took down great teams to make it as far as they did.
I'm just proud of our group. We never backed down, and we gave everything we got. I think for me, is just the emotions will probably hit me over the next couple of days, and I don't have much time to sit around and sulk and be upset. And I don't think that's what I'm about either. I'm sad we lost this game, but I'm also so proud of myself. I'm so proud of my teammates. I'm so proud of this program. There's a lot to be proud of, but there's going to be tears. It is sad that this is all over and this is the last time I'm going to put on an Iowa jersey. So I think just reflecting back and, soaking in everything I was able to do, because basically anybody other than me and Coach Bluter never thought this was possible.
Here is Coach Bluter in the post-game press conference.
I really think that, when she came in as a freshman and she said, "We're going to the Final Four," and a lot of people laughed at her and maybe even laughed at her for coming to Iowa, quite honestly. But she believed, we believed, and she got everybody else in that locker room to believe. And that is not an easy thing to do.
The team has grown the interest in women's basketball nationally. Here's Clark again.
When I think about women's basketball going forward, obviously it's just going to continue to grow, whether it's at the WNBA level, whether it's at the college level. Like, everybody sees it, everybody knows. Everybody sees the viewership numbers. When you're given an opportunity, women's sports just kind of thrives. And I think that's been the coolest part for me on this journey is just, we start our season playing in front of 55,000 people in Kinnick Stadium, and now we're ending it probably playing in front of 15 million people or more on TV. It just continues to get better and better and better, and that's never going to stop. When you continue to give them the platform, things like this are just going to continue to happen.
Since Clark gave that interview, the viewership numbers have come in from ESPN. The Iowa versus South Carolina game had an average of 18.7 million viewers and peaked at 24 million. For the first time this year, the women's championship game got more views than the men's. With the exception of football and the Olympics, it was the most viewed sporting event in the last 5 years. In her last season as a Hawkeye, Clark has left it all on the court, smashing the NCAA scoring record for both women and men. As her time on the Iowa campus comes to a close, Clark is now preparing to make the switch to the WNBA, where she is expected to be the top draft pick.
I know what's next is soon, but at the same time, I'm not blind to the fact that I need to enjoy this. I need to soak this in and enjoy these last few moments with my teammates, because these are some of my best friends. They'll be my best friends for the rest of my life, and that's what matters to me the most.
Bluter says there will be some growing pains next year, but that she hopes fans will stick around to support the young Hawkeyes who remain on the Carver court. Along with Clark, the program is saying goodbye to Gabby Marshall, Molly Davis, Sharon Goodman, and team captain Kate Martin. Here is Martin speaking at a post-game press conference.
I don't know if you can really describe and put it into words, this legacy, but honestly, I just hope we've brought a lot of people joy, and we've brought a lot of people together. I hear all the time about how many friends that people have made in the stands just watching our games. We sold out every single home game this year at Carver, and then everywhere we go, you know, we have fans lining up wanting, you know, Caitlin's autograph, our autograph, but more than anything, you know, our legacy is, you know, what we've brought to the state of Iowa, I think, and just all the joy and the fun, and, you know, it's pretty cool to be coached by Coach Bluder and the culture she's built at Iowa, and I think just watching us, you can see the joy that we have, and so I think that's the main thing for our legacy.
Hawkeye fans will have one last chance to see this year's team all together at Carver for an end-of-season celebration on Wednesday, April 10th. Thank you for listening to this episode of Above the Fold.